On the show today, we have Synaptic's very own Catherine Bonesteel and Credit Union of Colorado's very own Chad Wilcox talking about the rise of AI in lending and how early adopters are reaping the benefits. And Credit Union of Colorado is one of them. Really, really cool conversation here with these two. So check it out. Austin here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, boy, do we have a program for you talking AI. We're talking technology. We're talking credit unions. We're talking Synaptic, which I'm going to start out with introductions. I'm going to start out with Catherine Bonesteel from Synaptic. Catherine, that sounds like a superhero name there you got. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Catherine Bonesteel. I'm the head of partnerships at Synaptic. Very happy to be here.
And appearing at a theater near you and some superhero. All right. I like it. All right. Hey. All right. And right below us is Chad Wilcox from Credit Union of Colorado. How are you, Chad?
Hi, Mike. Good. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And like you said, I'm from Credit Union of Colorado, and I'm the senior vice president of lending for the organization. And I've been there a little over 2 years now. So.
Fantastic. All right, guys. Well, let's get to the topic here. It's like the rise of AI in lending, obviously, and how early adopters are reaping the benefits. And so this is something that you got to do these days. You really got to get, I mean, if you want to stay relevant, and that's what credit unions really want to do these days, obviously, always, is really kind of, adopt these new technologies out there. And AI is one of them that's really kind of sweeping the country and sweeping credit unions as well. And so Credit Union of Colorado has adopted that. So Chad, I'm going to start with, why did your credit union choose to work with Synaptic? What was going on that prompted you to look at a solution like Synaptic in your lending area? Oh, okay. Oh, Chad, you're on mute. That's okay.
There we go. The Zoom.
Happens to the best of us. It's okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So the journey started actually about a year and a half ago, really started kind of, AI was kind of new out there and had heard about it at a conference. And so started to look at different options. And really at the time it came down to, we were interested, but it was just really cost prohibitive with the solutions that were out there. And so kind of kept it in the forefront. And then organizationally with our new CTO, Mark Rowan, really had some discussions internally about what is our AI strategy and what is our long-term goal. And so Synaptic, actually, he introduced me to Synaptic through a thing called CU 2.0, which is a kind of a credit union tech group that talks about things. And he said, hey, would you mind taking a look at Synaptic? And so looked at the information, had some discussions with Catherine and team, and really were interested in not only what they could provide, but also the kind of the model in which they were presenting it to credit unions. And so it was attractive for both. Just organizationally, looking to help more members and how can we say yes on a more regular basis and using data and analytics to do that versus just to try to come up with some lending product solutions under your traditional format and hope they work. And so it's kind of part of our bigger strategy, but it was like, hey, this is a great way to get started, dip our toe in the AI world, see what kind of responses we get. And ultimately, we're already talking, expanding that partnership into collection things and things down the road, right? So just really smart, intelligent group of people that have some really forward-thinking ideas and feel that it can definitely help us move forward and grow together.
Fantastic. And Catherine, I think I'm going to use that clip for the Synaptic testimonial video. So that was a great way to set her up, Chad. So Catherine, so what exactly did you guys do to help Credit Union of Colorado in this sense, in the AI sense as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we are in the process of really expanding our implementation right now. We've talked along the lines of everything from helping automate that initial crediting decision, right? And looking at ways to automate that. Also expanding beyond, traditional parameters like FICO, right? And taking all of those different variables into account to hopefully lend deeper, right? So we leverage that. We're leveraging outside data sources like LexisNexis and several of our other partners to collect more information on members and more information about a specific applicant to help enable, more lending to those that maybe are in the subprime space, or maybe they didn't have perfect credit before, but they're on an upward trajectory, right? They're paying all of their bills on time. So looking at that trending data, right, versus that initial just snapshot of someone's credit score to help make some of those decisions. Initially, we typically engage with all clients around helping automate and expand on what they're currently doing, their current strategy. So keeping the risk the same, but ultimately broadening that approval pool, right? But we're very hopeful to expand into other areas with the Credit Union of Colorado, like into collections and things like that. Right.
And so what is it, Catherine, I'm going to stick with you on this one. What is it about AI that's really attractive to credit unions right now? And Chad, I'm going to present this question from the credit union perspective as well, but I want to get it from you, Catherine, because you guys are obviously working with a lot of credit unions out there right now. What is it about AI that's really attracting them or piquing their interest right now?
I think that, you know, COVID and the challenges that we face have had a lot to do with it. I think across the board, organizations are moving more digital, right? And we've kind of been forced into some of that with Zoom and, you know, all of these different tools that we're using now. I think that they, for the most part, have a lot of resources available and want to help their members. They truly care about their members and helping enable that financial recovery and broadening financial inclusion, which is really important. To Chad's point, I think that a lot of the tools that have been on the market are new and maybe they haven't been explained in a way that's digestible for some of these organizations. Even with a data science background, some of these tools can be confusing to myself. Mm-hmm. So positioning that in a way where it's understandable and then also affordable, right? You know, eliminating that financial risk initially to make a huge investment of spending a couple $100,000 to implement AI or signing a contract that's binding for, you know, many years and not really knowing what you're going to get or how much value you're going to get out of it is a huge risk. I think historically, you know, CUs have had to pay, you know, large fees to get different types of models, be it from Experian or another bureau. And this is an affordable way to update your modeling real time and get, you know, real-time insights and visibility and continue to evolving based on your own data, right? Versus a pre-cut cookie cutter way. I think each member group is different. Each credit union is different. They have different needs, but there's synergies across the board. What I love most about the CU space is that they don't view themselves as competitors. They very much want to help each other. And if something is working for one credit union, they're the first to go call up a friend and say, hey, this is great. Try this out. So it's very much been a pull versus push marketing strategy. You know, we came in and did some great work with Gisa and others, and then that's helped us spread the word ultimately to work with amazing folks like Chad and the whole team.
Right on, right on. And Chad, I'm going to kind of pose the same question to you. I mean, it sounds like this really sets you up for the future. And because, I mean, the benefits that you're experiencing now, the benefits that you're going to continue to experience, how I want to get the credit union perspective here on this.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we all have our traditional lending models and it was kind of spoken to the credit score or a debt ratio, et cetera, which works great when you have a fantastic borrower and a lot of history, right? But all of us credit unions are looking for that younger generation, the millennials, the first time car buyer, the first time credit card scenario. And those are a little trickier, right? Because there's not as much data, there's not as much information in your traditional scoring models. Mm-hmm. So Synaptic, again, being able to leverage alternative data, you know, how often they pay their rent, how well they pay their cell phone bills, you know, just some of the other things that are out there through like LexisNexis, allows us to take on calculated risks based on the score that Synaptic is going to give us. And so we can use our traditional models along with the scoring model that Synaptic provides based on their history and information of not just us as a client, but all of their other clients and get, you know, like scenarios and come back with that and really allow us to say yes in ways that we're maybe not saying yes today, or we're saying yes, but in a way that's not a good need for the borrower or the member. And so really being able to leverage that and help more people. And ultimately that helps us as an organization, but it helps the consumer base out there. And so trying to use that forefront and put us in the forefront of with our competitors and really just show that we're out there to help all individuals, not just certain subsets. Right. And what I like about it is too, is, you know, they give us a score, like a scoring range. And so we can even monitor our own portfolio over time and see, hey, is it performing as we expected, as Synaptic expected? And then it's a machine learning, right? So that it takes our existing member base and how they're paying their bills and how they're doing things and can help us. And on the flip side of it, loans that we're saying yes to today, Synaptic's model may come back and say, hey, this is a high risk or high probability of default. Do not grant this loan, or not the limit that you're talking about. So it can not only save on the new loans, but can help us hopefully save on some of the charge-offs we end up taking on the credit card space. So it's really leveraging both of those tools to make us better and be more strategic and streamlined and really target the right markets that we're looking for.
Yeah, this stuff, I mean, well, it just continues to amaze me of how well it works. And Chad, I'm going to stick with you on this one. I know it's probably early on, but do you have any results or any anecdotes or anything like that to share to kind of illustrate what you're talking about?
Unfortunately, we don't at the moment. Like I said, we just signed a little while ago, and okay. We're actually in the middle of launching our new loan origination system that's kind of critical with a Synaptic integration launch. So we haven't yet, but you know, just talking through internally with our IT folks and with Synaptic's group, again, we see enough value there, even on the collection side of things that we can do. And so we're really excited with the opportunity and organizationally just get us going and get us started. And, you know, kudos to my senior team as well. You know, the organization was willing to take a chance on technology that is new, right? It's not vetted to a lot of degrees. It's, you know, from the NCOA and the examiner perspective, there's still some unknowns there, but we were willing to take the risk and saw the value. And, you know, to Catherine's point, it wasn't such a huge financial investment up front that we felt that, hey, we can do this. Yeah. We know there's value there. But again, we're not a couple $100,000 in to something if we find that later on it's not quite what we were expecting, but we can massage it. So that entry point was critical for us.
I bet. Yeah. And Catherine, I mean, the beauty of this type of technology is that it's only going to get better. I mean, we're still kind of scratching the surface here. So credit unions like Credit Union of Colorado are really going to benefit in the future. And that's kind of what the plan is here?
Absolutely. I think that historically CUs have a lot of data, right? And the smarter our models will get over time by continuing to collect that payment data, the collections data, all of the different points that Chad discussed, how they're paying their bills, et cetera. So the goal is that eventually over time, that dependency on tools like FICO will decrease,
right?
And continuing to leverage that data and that modeling in different ways to enhance the organization. So initially, you know, our entry point and how we want to help is to increase the amount of loans that are able to be issued, but at the same time, the value of the platform can extend throughout each piece of the customer life cycle, which is kind of our end goal.
Is there an efficiency message here as well to make things work a little bit quicker, a little bit more efficiently? Is that kind of what you're seeing, Chad, from this as well, all the other benefits?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to mention, you know, that's the other part of it, Michael. In today's world with COVID and now the instant decisions and just the instantaneous way of that consumers want decisions. Yes, absolutely. This is a way that we hope that can help us on those ones that maybe normally would have had to go to an underwriting queue for further review because there was minimal information. Leveraging Synaptic's tools and that alternative data can allow us to instantaneously say yes when before it might have taken a 15 or 20 minute review. Nice. So, you know, a 30-second response is you're going to get much better member experience. And that's the other part. We're really looking at that member experience and that journey. Mm-hmm. And if we can say yes to those ones that maybe someone else would have taken 15 or 20 minutes to get, that's a better experience for the member. It's going to be a better loyalty perspectives there. So yeah, the efficiencies, are going to be, I think, pretty significant. And then really my underwriters will really only be looking at those loans that are really, really gray and carry significantly more risk. Mm-hmm. And then we can use their expertise for those, but everything else, yeah, let's instant decision these.
Yeah. I mean, if anything takes 10 or 15 minutes online now, it might as well be a decade because
yes.
we're getting so spoiled as consumers with this instant everything now. So yeah, so I totally get it. Credit unions kind of have to follow suit with, or even sometimes even push that proverbial envelope in this area. So really, really cool stuff. All right. You guys kind of teased us with a little like what's next coming down the road for you all. So how else are you guys going to work together in the future? Because you mentioned collections and something else. What do you guys got brewing, Catherine?
I think the sky is the limit. We view each relationship, each as a true partnership when it comes to our customers. And so we want to create as much value as we possibly can across all phases. I think Chad might be the one who could potentially elaborate on that piece.
Chad?
Yeah, Michael, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you know, it really with talking with them again, it really came down to if you can provide us the data, we can provide any kind of output or outcome you're looking for. And so what kind of triggered some of this is, you know, again, initially the conversation was on the front end of the transaction of getting the loan and doing the origination. But then we were having some discussions about, well, hey, we can run your entire loan portfolio against our model and come back and tell you which loans we think are going to have a higher probability of defaulting. And typically in the collection world, you don't really get things until members go 30 days past due when you start this process. And we're like, well, wait a second. If we can use machine learning and all the data on our membership base of, okay, we see this person's income now has cut in half because of their deposit history, or we now see their rent payment starting to become late, which you're not seeing because this is alternative data, then we can be actually proactive and reach out to those members in a non-creepy way and say, hey, it appears you may be having some financial hardships. How can we assist you? What can we help you with? What can we do so that we can actually be on the front end side and not waiting until they're actually going delinquent and hitting their credit scores because now the delinquencies, and actually looking at the portfolio and being proactive in those measures, but using the data that we have, but we just haven't been able to really extrapolate in a formula and a format that's instantaneous and can be validated across all platforms and all tiers. And so really just trying to, again, forward thinking as part of that AI strategy of what's the next step, what's the next thing that we can do with that. So infancy stages of discussions, but again, full confidence that if we can provide the data that they need, they can come up with the solutions that we need to work with. So
all right, Chad, as you're talking and you say the word exciting, you guys are making data fun, because if you like just say the word data, your eyes kind of glaze over. But when you're talking about it, like you're talking about it, Chad, it's almost like you get to be this private investigator and you get to find out what's working and what's not working. But the bigger picture here is that it really bodes well for the members and ultimately the credit union, because you're providing this really, really cool service. And this is what the technology allows. Catherine, I'm going to kind of turn it to you on this one, because this is what you guys are allowing a lot of credit unions out there to do. A lot of folks out there like you guys are really kind of up in the game in this area. And it's exciting, like Chad said, right?
It's been really exciting. And we're experiencing so much growth at Synaptic. It's been rewarding to be a part of the team and witness it. I think at the end of the day, across our organization, we have the same goal in mind, and we want to help enhance the lives of members for our CUs. Yeah. And I think that goal directly translates to our clients, the credit unions as well. And so having that common mission in mind with the work that we're doing, it is very, very exciting. I think also hearing the initial results that we hear back from our clients and hearing how well it's been received, how much of an impact it's made, has been really exciting. I've been with the organization I'm going on my sixth week. And over the course of joining, I think we're at a 500 or 600% growth rate.
Oh my gosh.
We've been traveling. I've had a chance to travel across the country to some places that I maybe not have been, you know, fortunate to go to. Without that, it's just been amazing to just sit down and have these types of exciting conversations and celebrate the initial wins. So happy to be a part of these customer enhancing the member journey and enhancing the journey through digital transformation for our CUs.
Indeed. Fun, fun, fun. Chad, any final words here to wrap up? Now, this is, I mean, again, you keep using the word exciting. And so I'm excited for you guys. And not only immediate excitement, but for the future as well. Because this is just the beginning.
It is, you know, and I think, you know, from being in the lending space for a long time and in the credit union space historically, you know, we've kind of followed the trends. We haven't been trendsetters or on the forefront. But, you know, the digital, again, kind of going back to COVID and things that are going on, you know, we've kind of had to determine, you know, we don't have the resources to start up some of these fintechs. So either you've got to partner with them or you've got to build it internally. And do you have the resources and time to do that? And so you have to be willing to take some shots, and you're not going to hit it 100% of the time. You're going to partner up and it's going to work. And then you're going to partner up and it maybe isn't what you expected. But our kind of philosophy is you're not moving forward, you're going backward. And so we really are looking at, hey, what can we do? And with the member in mind, ultimately that's what we want to do. And, you know, we hold our members near and dear, and we think we can help more of them, and just leveraging the AIs and the Synaptics of the world for the technologies to help us do that in a partnership in a way that's beneficially mutual. And like Catherine said, we could tell their end game was not all about the profit. Their end game was helping the credit union and coming to the same common goal of helping mm-hmm. people get the loans and the resources they need was exciting. And that's why we partnered with them. Absolutely.
That's cool. Yeah. I'd love to see credit unions move forward like this. Really, again, I think we're overusing exciting, but that's the only word I can think of right now.
Yeah.
So it's really fun too. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So we don't want to keep you from your jobs, but we appreciate your time and keep up the good work. And let's have you back on maybe 6 months or so and get some results too, because I'm sure you guys are going to hit it out of the park in this area for sure.
Yeah, we'd love to speak to it. Absolutely. Thank you, Michael.
Good deal. Good deal. All right, guys. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate it. Be well. Be safe. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.